जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतु श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जाय, तुलसी महारानी की जाय, हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जाय, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाय, गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगो, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने, नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिशुतारिणे। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाए। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्तं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स्थ कैंटो थर्ड चैप्टर। जमराज इंस्ट्रक्ट हिज मैसेंजर्स, टेक्स्ट 28। तान आनयद्धम असतो विमुखान मुकुंद पदारविंद मकरंद रसाद अजश्रम निष्किंचनै परमहंसा कूलैर असंगैर जुष्टाद गृहे नीरय वर्त्मनि बद्ध तृष्णान। तान अनयद्धम असथ विमुखान मुकुंद, तान आनयद्धम असतो विमुखान मुकुंद पदारविंद मकरंद रसाद अजश्रम निष्किंचनै परमहंस कुलैर असंगैर जुष्टाद गृहे निरय वत्मनि बद्ध तृष्णान। तानानयद्धम असतो विमुखान मुकुंद पदारविंद मकरंद रसाद अजश्रम निष्किंचनै परमहंस कुलैर असंगै जुष्टाद गृहे निरय वर्त्मनि बद्ध तृष्णान। तानानयद्धम असतो विमुखान मुकुंद पदारविंद मकरंद रसाद अजश्रम निष्किंचनै परमहंस कुलैर असंगै जुष्टाद गृहे निरय वर्त्मनि बद्ध तृष्णान। तान देम आनयद्धम ब्रिंग बिफोर मी असतः नॉन डिवोटीज those who have not taken to Krishna consciousness. Bimukhan, who have turned against. Mukunda, of Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pada Aravinda, of the lotus feet. Makaranda, of the honey. Rasat, the taste. Ajashram, continuously. Nishkinchanai, by persons completely free from material attachment. Paramahamsa Kulai, by the Paramahamsas, the most exalted personalities. Asangai, who have no material attachment. Jushtat, which is enjoyed. Grihe, to household life. Niraya Bhartmani, the path leading to hell. Baddha Trishnan, whose desires are bound. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Paramahamsas are exalted persons who have no taste for material enjoyment and who drink the honey of the Lord's lotus feet. My dear servants, bring to me for punishment only persons who are averse to the taste of that honey, who do not associate with the Paramahamsas, and who are attached to family life and worldly enjoyment, which form the path of hell. Please repeat after me. Paramahamsas are exalted persons who have no taste for material enjoyment and who drink the honey of the Lord's lotus feet. My dear servants, bring to me for punishment only persons who are averse to the taste of that honey. Let me finish. Okay, you said it. Who do not associate with Paramahamsas and who are attached to family life and worldly enjoyment, which form the path of hell. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. After warning the Jamadutas not to approach the devotees, Jamraj now indicates who is to be brought before him. He specifically advises the Jamadutas to bring him the materialistic persons who are attached to household life merely for sex. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jan Maithunadi Grihamedhi Sukham, Ja Maithunadi Grihamedhi Sukham, Hitucham. People are attached to household life for sex only. They are always harassed in many ways by their material engagements, and their only happiness is that after working very hard all day, at night they sleep and indulge in sex life. Nidraya riyate naktam vyabayena cha babayaha. At night, materialistic householders sleep or indulge in sex life. Diva charthe haya rajan kutumba bharanena ba. During the day, they are busy trying to find out where money is, and if they get money, they spent it to maintain their families. Jamraj specifically advises his servants to bring those persons to him for punishment and not to bring the devotees who always lick the honey at the lotus feet of the Lord, who are equal to everyone and who try to preach Krishna consciousness because of sympathy for all living entities. Devotees are not liable to punishment by Jamaraj, but persons who have no information of Krishna consciousness cannot be protected by their material life of so-called family enjoyment. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Dehapatya kalatradishu atma saineshu asatsapi tesham pramatta nidhanam pashyannapi na pashyati. Such persons complacently believe that their nations, communities or families can protect them, unaware that all such fallible soldiers will be destroyed in due course of time. In conclusion, one should try to associate with persons who are engaged in devotional service 24 hours a day. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishthang Sthapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shibashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tan Anayadham Ashato Bimukhan Mukunda Padaravinda Makaranda Rasad Ajashram Nishkinchanai Paramahamsa Kulair Asangair Jushtad Grihe Niraya Batmani Baddha Trishtan. Paramahamsas are exalted persons who have no taste for material enjoyment, who drink the honey of the Lord's lotus feet. My dear servants, bring to me for punishment only persons who are averse to the taste of that honey, who do not associate with Paramahamsas and who are attached to family life and worldly enjoyment, which form the path to hell. So, Jamraj is instructing the Jamadutas. Jamadutas became very surprised because their business is to bring sinful people to Jamraj. That is their business. All along they have been doing that job. Sinful people, at the time of death, Jamadutas go to them and drag them out of their body because they don't want to leave their body. Sinful people means materially attached people. Ultimate consideration of sin is material attachment. All the other sins result from that. Material attachment leads to sinful life. So because they are attached to the material life, which actually this attachment generates from the body. Due to the body's attachment, they develop attachment to the objects of the senses. And so they want to remain attached to the material body. So at the time of death, when they have to leave the body, they don't want to leave the body. Because they feel that because they do not know anything beyond the body, they think that when they leave the body, everything will be finished. Therefore, they remain attached to the body. So they want to hold on to the body. So Jamadutas go and bring them out of their body. What do they bring out? The subtle body. The gross body dies. One is meant to leave the gross body, but the subtle body remains. So the Jamadutas actually pull out the subtle body and carry the subtle body to Jamraj for punishment. And in Jamalaya, they undergo various kinds of punishments. So, that has been their job all along. Now, all the sinful people are dragged out of their body and brought to Jamraj. And Ajamil was an extremely sinful person. Extremely sinful. There was no sin that he didn't commit. So they went to bring Ajamil out of his body. But as they were trying to bring Ajamil, as they appeared to Ajamil and were preparing to tie him hands and feet and neck with the ropes and whip him, because he doesn't want to leave the body, so whip. Now one may say, well, that is happening to a subtle body, so what? It's not happening to this body. But the point is, our consciousness is where we are. Where is our consciousness? There we are. This experience of the subtle body is like a dream. But at that time, that becomes the reality. When you have the gross body and subtle body, we are dreaming in the subtle body. Then you wake up in the gross body and the dream disappears. But at that time, there is no gross body to wake up to. So, that becomes our identity. That is what we are at that time. And whatever happens to a subtle body happens to us. And it's not like a dream like that, it becomes a reality. The Jamadutas are real. We see. Not that we just feel that, oh, it's a dream. So, you know, it's Jamadutas are all dream characters. But at that time, those characters become real. There is a subtle plane. And in that subtle plane, this happens. So that becomes the reality. So sometimes when you see a frightful dream, then what do we do? Hare Krishna! Now if you can do that, then you are saved. That is the example we are getting here. Ajamil didn't even chant Hare Krishna. Ajamil called Narayan, his son. But that calling of Narayan becomes the Namabhash. And Prabhupada mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, explaining Namabhash, he is saying, chanting the name not indicating Krishna is Namabhash. When you chant the name, but not really indicate Krishna. In his conversation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, conversation with Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made that point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Haridas, what about the javanas? How will they get delivered? And Haridas Thakur said that when they say haram, haram, according to the Muslims, the pigs are very detestable. So, when they say haram, that haram becomes ha ram, o ram, and they'll become delivered. Just by this Namabhash. They are not indicating Lord Ramchandra, but just that they called ha ram, o Lord Ram, they'll be delivered. By chanting Namabhash. So, that's what happened to Ajamil. Sort of. He called his son. Narayan, Narayan. Save me, save me. Because one thinks, at the time of death, one thinks about where his deepest attachment is. That will be the last thought. So his deepest attachment was to his son, and that's why he remembered his son. But fortunately his name was Narayan. And as soon as he said Narayan, the Vishnu Dutas were patrolling all around. They just came. The Vishnu Dutas are there everywhere. Not only in the temple, everywhere. And whenever Vishnu Dutas see or hear somebody is chanting the name of the Lord, they immediately come, even though it may be Namabhash. So Vishnu Dutas just appeared there and told the Jamadutas, get out of here. You don't have any control, any right over this person. Look, this person is so sinful. Look at these characters, don't have any knowledge. Who are these characters? Don't they know that one holy name of the Lord can eradicate one from all his sinful reactions? So they laughed at him. Well, these guys do not know the potency of the holy name. Because he chanted Narayan, he has become free from all sinful reactions, although as a Namabhash. So Jamadutas completely disappointed. They felt that they have been defeated by these characters. Their mission was foiled. So they went to Jamraj and described to him what actually happened. And then Jamraj told them that whenever you see these personalities, leave that place. Because they are Vishnu Dutas. And whenever you see somebody chanting the holy name of the Lord, don't go near them. Whenever you see people wearing tilak and kantimala, tulasi kantimala, don't go near them. From a distance, you offer obeisances and make an about turn. So Jamraj actually explained to them to whom they should not approach. But now Jamraj is explaining to or telling them who they should bring to him. Tan anayadham. Bring them to me. Who? Those who are attached to materialistic way of life. Those who do not associate with the devotees. Those who do not associate with the swan-like personalities. Who are constantly engaged in serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Bring them to me. So this is how Jamraj is instructing his servants. So in this way we can see the potency of the holy name. That just in Namabhash it gives this benefit. Haridas Thakur actually mentioned the same thing in the assembly of audience where he was speaking in the house of Raghunath Das Goswami's father. And he mentioned Koti Janme Brahma Gyane Jai Mukti Noy Shudhumatra Namabhashe Shei Mukti Hai. The liberation that one cannot achieve by millions of lifetimes of Brahman realization. Millions of lifetimes of Brahman realization. Just in Namabhash, in the clearing stage of chanting the holy name, he achieves that liberation. Because by chanting the holy name, even in a clearing stage, one becomes free from all sinful reactions. I'm sorry, I got something on my throat. So that is what Haridas Thakur mentioned. Now, the Mayavadi Brahmanas are very attached to Brahman realization. They think that Brahman realization is the goal. So there was this Brahmana, Gopal Chakravarti. And he said, what? Millions of lifetimes of Brahman realization doesn't give liberation, don't give liberation. If you are correct, then I'll cut off my nose. A big argument ensued, and Haridas Thakur, you know how Vaishnav, you know, he is okay if you think that is. He didn't want to get into an argument, but Hirana Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar, Haridas Thakur's father and uncle, became very upset. He was their pujari. And they tell him, get out of here, that Gopal Chakravarti, get out of here. You're offending a Vaishnav. Now, this person was very proud of himself. I am a Brahmin. And who is he? He's a Muslim. They're not listening to me. They gave this Vyasa son to this Muslim. So that is how he was already getting upset about. And then when he said that, he was extremely disappointed. Is that fisherman something? Okay, I'll take it afterwards. I don't want to risk it now. So anyway, I'll be ending the class soon. But here we are seeing, and then what happened to Gopal Chakravarti? He didn't have to cut off his nose. He got leprosy and his nose started to fall off. In leprosy, the flesh starts to melt. It's an ulcer. And his nose fell off. So that is the result of Vaishnava Aparad. So when you come across a Vaishnava, we should be humble. And we should not try to offend him. We should not commit Vaishnava Aparad. We should be very careful. Anyway, so here we are seeing the power of the holy name, the names of the Lord. The names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not a sound vibration from this world. The holy name of the Lord is coming from another world, the spiritual world. That sound is coming from that world. And that's why it has such potency, that it can wipe out all the sinful reactions of the person. Just in Namabhash, in the clearing stage of chanting, what to speak of pure state of chanting. And the pure chanting of the Lord's name gives Krishna prem. Therefore, holy name and Krishna prem are considered to be synonymous. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Krishna prem. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the holy name. So because the holy name and Krishna prem are non-different, the prem will be achieved by the name. Jai Shri Shri Nishinga Bhagavan ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So, that's why the pure chanting of the holy name gives Krishna prem. So, the holy name doesn't only remove the sinful reactions. Holy name doesn't only give liberation. This freedom from sinful reactions, liberation, are the side effects of the holy name. not the real effect of the holy name, the side effect. The real effect of chanting the holy name is Krishna prema. And that's why our business is just to chant the holy name. Sometimes some devotees say that they cannot remember shlokas. They cannot memorize. Although they try, they cannot memorize shlokas. I simply ask them, do you remember the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Say it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. I tell them, just remember that. If you remember that, then the mission will be complete. And at the time of death, this is what we have to remember. If you can remember other things, that's very good. But at least, this is what we have to remember at the time of death. And we can see, even if we chant the holy name in the clearing stage, Nama Bhash, even if the Jamadutas come, they will run away from there. Because they will see Vishnudutas. And Vishnudutas are there, as I mentioned. We may not see them, but they are there. It has been mentioned in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, second canto, second part, that when Gop Kumar went to Vaikuntha, then he saw that these Vishnudutas are entering into different universes. And he wondered, why are they going there? And said, these people, they are going there to bring the qualified individuals back to Godhead, back to Vaikuntha. So this is how Vaikuntha Vasis, the Vishnudutas, are always there. And they are waiting. Whenever they see that somebody is taking to Krishna consciousness, they become very, very pleased. And they protect those devotees. They protect their spiritual life. They help them to make spiritual advancement. So this is how wonderfully Krishna made these arrangements for us to take to Krishna consciousness and go back to Godhead. So, now on the other hand, we are seeing the disadvantage of being attached to family life. To be householder, there is no problem. Being a householder, there is nothing wrong. But the householders have to be grihasthas, not grihamedhis. Grihastha means who lives at home, but his heart is in Vaikuntha. His heart is in Vrindavan. His heart is at the lotus feet of Krishna. That is grihastha. He is situated in his griha, but his consciousness is at Krishna's lotus feet. But griha medhi is those who are staying at home and their whole attachment is to the home and no concern for Krishna consciousness. They are the griha medhis. The house may be in one place, and every morning they may go 200 miles away to work, and he may not stay at home actually most of the time. He comes home only to eat and sleep at night. There are people like that. Those who travel, not only in India, in other countries also, they travel for 1 hour, 2 hours just to go to their workplace. We have seen in Krishnanagar, daily passenger going to Calcutta. How long does it take to go to Calcutta? 2 hours. And then from their house at least to the station, 15 minutes. Waiting for the train for another 15 minutes. Then going to their office is another 15 minutes or half an hour. So 2 hours, 3 hours gone just to go to their workplace. Then 8 hours, 9 hours working. And coming back again. So, 6 hours, 7 hours. 7 plus 8, 15 hours. So coming home, eating and doing prajalpa another 2 hours, 3 hours. So, 18 hours and barely they get 6 hours sleep. Now they're at home probably only for 3 hours because when they're asleep, they don't know whether they're at home or in Timbuktu. So, they're barely at home, but they're heart is at home. They're going to different places to earn money just to maintain their home and family. So they are called Griha Methis. So Jamraj is telling his servants to bring those characters to me. Those who are attached to family life, household life, in that way. But those who are attached to Krishna's lotus feet, don't bring them to me. So those who are attached to Krishna's lotus feet, their designation at all doesn't matter at all in whichever ashram or varna they may be situated. He may be a grihastha, he may be a brahmachari, he may be a sannyasi, he may be a vanaprastha. But the qualification is to be attached to Krishna's lotus feet, attached to Krishna consciousness. And when one becomes attached to Krishna consciousness in this way, Krishna's lotus feet in this way, they are already free from all sinful reactions. Meaning, Jamraj is not going to judge them. And he told his servants, not bring them. So this is how we can see what is the best way to become free from material attachments. Just by being attached to Krishna's lotus feet. And in this way we become free from the suffering condition. Life after life. They are free from the suffering condition. Therefore we should take full advantage of this wonderful opportunity of getting Krishna consciousness, being connected to ISKCON, having the association of devotees, cultivate our Krishna consciousness and dance back to Godhead. Dance our way by chanting and dancing we go back to Godhead. Okay, I have another factor, chanting, dancing and taking Krishna prasad. Go back to God. A life of total enjoyment. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Yeah. Give him the mic. Ekanda.
So I just want to know, to become Jamadutas, what
become?
Qualifications?
Become what?
To become Jamadutas. What qualifications are required?
You have to be a worshipper of Jamraj and apply to him. Like to get a job, you have to apply. So if you want that assignment, you can tell Jamraj, please give me that service. But the question is, do you want to have the service? The point is, some people are attached to Jamraj because every great personality have their followers. But according to their propensity, Jamraj engages them. Those who like this kind of job, Jamraj gives them, okay. But Jamraj is not surrounded only by Jamadutas. Jamraj is also surrounded by devotees. With them, Jamraj speaks about Krishna consciousness. Jamraj is a Mahajan. Okay. And then I'll get your question.
Thank you. Guru Maharaj, like Hari Swami Prabhu said, that Prabhupada was example for everything. He was the perfect acharya for everything. And as you were in the last time with Srila Prabhupada, so what was your experience of how Srila Prabhupada left this planet?
Let's stick to the class. When you speak about Srila Prabhupada, like this question is taking us off the class. You know, why don't you take Harisarvati Prabhu's instruction? Now, Prabhupada is a perfect example in all respects. What's the problem in accepting that? Why do we have to, you know, why do I have to confirm it? Why? Just accept the words of Harisarvati Prabhu. Do you have any doubt that Prabhupada is a perfect example in all respects? So, yes, Prabhupada is a perfect example in all respects. Okay, give him the mic at the back. ওটা বলা হলো না, এই নামের প্রভাবে যেহেতু নারায়ণের নাম নিয়েছে তাই সব পবিত্র হয়ে গেছে, সব পাপ দূর হয়ে গেছে। নামাভাসে তার সমস্ত পাপ দূর হয়ে গেছে, আর পাপ ছিল না। ওকে, তোমার ছেলে আছে, কি নাম ওর? মেয়ের নাম? আচ্ছা, ছেলে হলো ওর নাম নারায়ণ রেখো। হরে কৃষ্ণ।
Guru Maharaj, like our gross body finishes after some time, what happens with subtle body?
What happens? The subtle body, if you lead your life properly, then the subtle body becomes qualified. And if you become a devotee, by the process of devotional service, the subtle body dissolves and becomes spiritual body. Right? A pure devotee doesn't have a subtle body. He has a pure spiritual identity in his body, gross body. There are some questions. Bibhu Chaitanya, where is Bibhu Chaitanya? Do you have to send it by writing? Okay, good. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept. Humble obeisances. What is the spiritual status of the Jamadutas? They are Jamadutas. Alright? And because they are followers of Mahajan, they will achieve some spiritual, great spiritual benefit. They are doing this job, somebody has to do the job. Right? But because they are serving Jamraj, who is a Mahajan, who is a pure devotee of the Lord, they'll get spiritual benefit. They may appear to be like very frightening, but they appear to be frightening to those who are materially attached. To the devotees of the Lord, they are beautiful personalities. They are the followers of Jamraj. Right? Ankit Vora, okay, the question is from America. Dear Guru Maharaj, you mentioned, why it's not being printed? Printer, what happened? Buy one. You mentioned that if we are chanting without addressing Krishna, then it is namabhash. However, it is an offense to be inattentive while chanting. How to reconcile that chanting without addressing Krishna is namabhash? Yeah. So when that awareness is not there, unknowingly you are chanting Krishna's name, although it's not addressing Krishna, because there is no offense involved, it is namabhash. No offense is involved there. But if you know that this holy name is Krishna and one must chant attentively, and if you don't do it, then it's an offense. Being attached to material things is an offense in the path of offenseless chanting, which is due to ignorance of overall spiritual reality. What should we do to remove material attachments? It seems that unless the ignorance is completely removed, we can't chant offenselessly. What is the role of Sambandha Gyan to remove that ignorance totally? Yeah, the way, as you are asking, what should we do to remove material attachments? You see, attachment is bound to be there. Because the living entity, a spiritual entity, has consciousness. Consciousness naturally has desires, and the desires naturally lead to attachment. But the point is that when you get higher attachment, higher taste, you can give up your lower taste. When you have the higher taste of Krishna consciousness, then you get give up the lower taste of material sense gratification. So the way to become free from material attachment is by developing attachment to Krishna and Krishna consciousness. That is the way. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. And those who are coming from Bengal, West Bengal, devotees, take care of them nicely. And they will go out. Tomra yete jabe, porikram dekhte jabe, dham, darshan. Dham? Dham darshan. Achha, Ujjain darshan e jabe. Ke niye jacche tomader? Pinaki niye jacche. Very good. Ke niye jabe? Okay. Very good. Okay, good. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare.